Gary Stenson, there's been a lot of talk about seals lately. What is the current situation in regards to seals? Because we have noticed there hasn't been a lot of ice around. Are they being impacted by that?
The ones that are going to be impacted by our ice conditions will be the harp seals and the hooded seals. These are two species that come out and they come down here every winter and they pup on the pack ice. Mostly off of the front, off southern Labrador, northeast Newfoundland, but also in the southern Gulf of St. Lawrence. This year, as you said, the ice has been exceptionally poor. There was virtually no pupping whatsoever in the southern Gulf of St. Lawrence. My colleague, Mike Hamill, was out, and I had been there just shortly before that. No ice really to any extent whatsoever. So pupping in the southern Gulf, which is usually about anywhere up to 200,000 pups for harp seals, just didn't occur. They had a few thousand that they were able to find, and the rest just weren't there. Now, there's two possibilities. One is that some of the females would have given birth on very, very poor ice, which we know that they will do if there's any ice at all. And then they end up having high mortality because the ice breaks up, it disappears, or whatever. And that's happened. We've seen that a number of years happening here off of Newfoundland as well. Or in years where there's no ice whatsoever, they move north, and we've also seen that. And we suspect that this year a lot of the Gulf animals moved northward to the front. That also occurred back in 2017, and that although there was some mortality down to the Gulf, some proportion that came to the front. Although it's very hard to figure out exactly what that proportion would be. Now, having said that, the ice at the front was not good either. It was very loose, which means that it's very susceptible to breaking up. And so it was not a good year for them overall anywhere.
So what does this mean now for populations? Will this have a significant impact on future populations?
Well, in terms of the population, harp seals are they're a long-living species. The females, once they mature at about age 6 or so, they'll give birth right through until their 20s. So if you get a single year of mortality like this, you know, high mortality, they can recover from it. However, it's when you get a series of years that they do start having an impact on the population overall. We've been keeping track of it now for quite a few years. We've been actually having to incorporate estimates of ice mortality into our population assessments, and we've been doing that now for about 15 years. And because we've been getting a series of these years now, it is having an impact on it, and it is reducing the population growth rates.
Is there room for greater amount of science on seals in and around Newfoundland and Labrador?
Oh, well, there's always room for more science. But even speaking as a non-scientist, yes. I mean, we have, as I said, we've got 6 species of seals. We've got some of the most abundant species in the world here. We have a changing environment, so the way those animals are reacting to it are going to differ. So it is really a major place to look at seals in our waters, one of the best in the world in terms of variety and how different species interact and how they interact with their populations. Because we have some good data on fisheries, it gives us something to compare them to try and look at that impact. We've done a very good job, I think, on harp seals, lesser on and Atlantic-wide on gray seals. So those two species, we actually have a very good idea of what's going on with those. The lesser-known species, particularly the harbors, the rings, and the beardeds, those we have not devoted a lot of effort because we just haven't had the manpower to do so. I'm happy to say that we just recently hired a new research scientist, and that will be her focus. So she just started with us before Christmas.
Now, the harp and hooded seals are just two species that we have in and around Newfoundland and Labrador. But there's been a lot of talk lately about seal predation on other species, cod, crab, other. What, generally speaking, do seals eat?
Well, in Newfoundland, we actually have six species of seals here. We have two temperate species that come up as far north as us, and that's the harbor seals and the gray seals. Gray seals are a seasonal migrant. They don't winter very much here. Harbor seals are usually year-round. Both of those we'll see up into the Labrador, but not very often. We have two Arctic species, and those are the ring seals and the bearded seals. And those, they're found circumpolar. And they come down the Labrador coast into to the northern peninsula. And those are actually the most southern extent of those species anywhere in the world is coming here to Newfoundland. And then we have the harps and hoods, and they're migratory. So they winter down south, and they summer up in the Arctic. So they go back and forth. So each of those species have different population sizes. Each of them have different habits in terms of where they're found, are they inshore, offshore, these sorts of things. But also they each have different diets. So we tend to find, for example, hooded seals tend to feed more on some of the deep water species that are found along the slope edge. So they're way out on the continental shelf edge for the most part. Harp seals, which are our biggest species by far here, they feed them primarily on pelagic forage fish. They will take other things, and they do take a variety of things. We've seen over 100 different prey items in their stomachs over the years. But mostly they're taking things like capelin, Arctic cod, a small pelagic gadoid that we call Arctic cod. The Europeans call it polar cod. Shrimp they take. In the inshore, they'll take some herring. They also, in the southern parts, they'll take sand lance. So it's a wide variety of these forage fish. Of the bigger fish, they do take, occasionally we see redfish, we see plaice, we see Atlantic cod in their diet. So we see a wide variety of things. Harbor seals tend to feed mostly on small things close to shore because they don't go off into the deep waters. But again, generally, smaller forage fish, they add to that sculpins and things that you find along the shoreline. Gray seals, again, varies their diet in different places. And we see they'll take a wide variety of things, tend to be a little bigger than harp seals, but they tend to take deeper species. So they'll take a variety of things like hake, they'll take cod, they'll take... But the big one for gray seals in our waters is sand lance. We see a lot of sand lance in their diets. Bearded seals are the ones that have been in the news recently. Bearded seals are a pretty uncommon species here. There's not a lot of them. There's not a lot of them anywhere in the world. And they come from the Arctic, as I said. And they take mostly invertebrates along the bottom. So they're bottom feeders, and they'll take shrimp, and they'll take crab, and they take a mix of some commercial crab and non-commercial crab, generally small ones. And they go along the bottoms, and they'll take clams, and they'll take a whole variety of different things that they'll suck up from the bottom. So each one of those species has a different diet, depending on where they're found and what their preferences are.
There's been a lot of talk, of course, about salmon and cod in 3PS off the south coast and concerns raised about a growing gray seal population off Sable Island in that area. Are they having any kind of an impact there on the different pelagic species and salmon and cod?
We've looked at it, and we're continuing to look at it now. There's a lot of focus has been, of course, on the more abundant species, but we have been looking at harbor seals over the last few years and gray seals, both of which are found in the 3PS area. We know that harbor seals are there year round. Some harbor seals will be found in the mouths of some of the salmon rivers. There doesn't appear to be a huge impact, but there's no question that there's some predation going on. Gray seals, although the population is in all of Atlantic is around 400,000, 425,000. We just did a new survey of them actually this winter, so we'll have a new number probably by the fall. But of that population, very low percentage, less than 10% of those actually go up into 3PS. It's not a, we know we have some small colonies up in 3PS, especially around the Buron Peninsula, actually over into Miquelon in Saint-Pierre. Maybe there's a couple of little colonies around on the southern shore here as well. But overall, it's not a place where you find a lot of gray seals at all. We have been looking at diets in the area, and so far what we've been able to find from the diet is primarily, again, small forage fish, a real mix of things. We've not actually found any cod whatsoever in the scats that we've looked at. Now, we're continuing to do that, and we'll collect more this year. But there's no evidence to suggest at all that they're a major player in 3PS.
Gary Stinson, I do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.